The Coalition for a Livable Sudbury is over the moon that at this year's Project Impact event all 19 submitted community projects received funding. Project Impact works like this. Members of the community pitch ideas and/or contribute donations to the cause. Community members vote on the project ideas and the ones with the most votes get funding. The Coalition said Project Impact is about more than the funding though. It is about the process of getting help to plan a project, finding the resources to make it happen and meeting other people and groups who can offer support and advice along the way. We can all make a difference in our community, and we can help each other do so, said Naomi Grant, who chairs the Coalition for a Livable Sudbury. Coalition for a Livable Sudbury is very happy to share that, thanks to the generosity of the community, all of the Project Impact 2024 projects have been funded, with additional bonuses for the four projects with the most community votes, the Coalition said in a news release. A total of $8,307 was granted. This means 19 wonderful community projects will be supported all over Greater Sudbury. Watch for them this summer, the Coalition highlighted its impact donors: Sudbury Credit Union, Responsible Mining Solutions, The Nickel Refillery, Rochelle Nimella, Elaine Porter and Frank Palkovitz. They also thanked the Sudbury Community Foundation for its partnership contributions to the fundraising campaign, which allowed the Coalition to offer charitable receipts to donors. Voting for the project was hosted by Greater Sudbury Public Library, which also helped with the results announcement. Other donors to Project Impact 2024 included Bays Books, Yes Theater, Nowhere Public House, artist Laura Zombie, The Good Luck Store, Sudbury Indie Cinema, Click Fork, Amberhill Gallery, Sudbury Symphony Orchestra, Alicia Irwin, Lily's Glassery, Northern Wildflowers, artists Laura Lee Gillard and Wallace Gillard. Read more about all the projects and read the full results of the community vote at projectimpact.ca. In order of votes received, starting with the project that received the most community votes, these are Healthy Food for All, New Roots Collective, This Garden Project in Wanapite Will Grow Food for Low-Income, Underserved and Underrepresented Communities. Renewing Garden Beds at Minnow Lake Community Gardens Dog Park Site, Minnow Lake Community Gardens, they will repair and rebuild garden beds at their thriving community garden. York Street Tot Lot Pollinator Garden, Katie Hahn and Christine Cavine. This project will grow the pollinator garden and add family-friendly interpretive signs. Herbology Garden. Learn to do by doing, Sudbury 4-H Club and Westmount 4-H Club Community Garden. The Herbology Garden will be a space for all to connect hands-on with the earth, seeds, plants, and water, allas. Saving Water and Growing More, Delke Dazi Community Garden. This project spreads its benefits to many gardens with a workshop that will provide 10 Sudbury community gardens with the materials and expertise to trial allas in their respective gardens, to reduce water consumption and improve plant growth. Windows for Wildlife. A Bird Safe Campus, Laurentian University Environmental Sustainability Committee. This project will use art and science to reduce bird strikes against windows at the Vail Living with Lakes Center. Free Little Art Gallery, Sarah Moreau. We will all be able to take a piece of art, leave a piece of art, at this little free art gallery in front of the Okalita on Kathleen. Manadu Binishi Dreams Plant Identification Project, Manadu Binishian. In this workshop, everyone will be invited to connect to community and the land, get to know plants and plant names, and add to the dream catcher dedicated to the Every Child Matters movement, at the Manadu Binishi Dreams Garden and Edible Forest. Azilda Can Community Birdhouse Project, Azilda Community Action Network. This project will create and place colorful birdhouses around Azilda. New Sudbury Historical Trail Fire and Ice Walk, New Sudbury West Community Action Network. They will light up the New Sudbury Historical Trail with torches, lanterns and a bonfire, music, and more in this active community event. Lewis Street Community Beautification, Live Love Louder. This project will add pavement games and art, murals, and other beautification for the residents of Lewis Street. Junk Mail Reduction, Canadian Federation of University Women Sudbury Environment and Climate Change Interest Group. This project will raise awareness for Canada Post's Red Dot program, to stop delivery of unwanted junk mail, and reduce waste. Twin Forks Greenhouse Enhancements, Ward 8 Community Action Network. This project will build work and potting tables in their new greenhouse to help create a community gathering place where people can come to learn how to grow food and connect with each other. Camping Porta Potties, Holland Marshall. This project will provide bucket toilets to meet this basic need at 10 small encampments in our community. Point 2 in 1 compost water barrel, BBBF Indigenous led. They will build a raised water barrel stand with a built-in compost on the bottom and a colorfully painted water barrel on top for the Better Beginnings Better Futures community garden. Will's Giant Pumpkins, Winnying in Life. This project will build 7 new raised garden beds at Winnying in Life Farm for group homes and special need daycares to plant and tend giant pumpkins. Four Lakes Community Association Garden Box Replacement, Four Lakes Community Association. They will replace the garden box at the Four Lakes Community Association welcome sign, so they can plant new flowers and beautify the entrance to their community. Birkdale and Camelot Tenant Association Neighborhood Events. Birkdale Village and Camelot Drive Tenant Association. They will organize neighborhood events and activities to keep supporting their community with fun events, family activities, and opportunities to connect and learn together. Peace Pole, Violet Lanthier. This project will erect a peace pole at an edible forest site and invite the public to its installation for a unifying ceremony.